smile. The doc isn't much of a flyer. Thinking how her own stomach had gone queasy on the flight to Mendeleev, Trudy said,
Zero-G can get to you.
Yeah, you'd think that a doctor would have popped an anti-nausea pill. The lavatory door slid open and a very unhappy Ida Capstein stepped into the room, still encased in her bulky spacesuit, minus the helmet. She looked slightly green. The shelter suddenly felt unbearably crowded. Glancing down at Winston's body, Dr. Capstein said,
So now we've got to fly him back to Farsight. Just what I need. Another good bout of vomiting.
Inquest. But what did he die of? Professor Ulrich demanded.
He was sitting behind his desk as usual, his fingertips brushing against the desktop. Grant and Dr. Capstein sat side by side at the table abutting his desk. Trudy sat opposite Grant, wondering where Carter McClintock might be.
Asphyxiation, said Dr. Capstein.
Ulrich's brows knitted in a puzzled frown.
Asphyxiation? You mean he had no air to breathe?
That's right.
But he was in a spacesuit, wasn't he?
Grant said, I checked him out before he left with Dr. Yost. His suit was working fine.
Then how could he die of asphyxiation? Ulrich demanded.
Trudy volunteered. He said he was having difficulty breathing when we left the shelter and headed back to the hopper. His suit's air tank was about half full when I got to him, Grant said. The suit didn't decompress. There was air in it.
This makes no sense, said Ulrich.
I've got Aichi and Zacharias checking out his suit, Grant said. There weren't any obvious signs of a defect, but if anything's wrong with the suit, they'll find it.
And if they find anything wrong, it will be your fault that he died. You checked his suit, you say?
Grant's darkly bearded face settled into a scowl. The suit checked out fine, he repeated sullenly.
I don't like mysteries, Ulrich muttered, especially when they involve the death of one of my staff.
Trudy thought the professor looked as if he felt personally betrayed. By whom, she wondered. Grant?
You must find out what happened, Ulrich went on. We cannot have an unsolved death on our hands. The university is going to demand an investigation.
Dr. Capstein said, I've conferred with the top people at Cellini's hospital. They've examined the body by video link and agreed with my finding of asphyxiation tentatively.
Tentatively? What do you mean?
They want to do an autopsy, of course, said Capstein. I'm having the body shipped to Cellini on the next Lauber flight. Ulrich turned from the doctor to Grant, but said nothing. Grant abruptly pushed his chair back and got to his feet. Well, we're not going to learn any more sitting here and talking. I'm going down to the maintenance center and see what Zack and Toshio have found. He headed for the door. Ulrich started to say something, but snapped his mouth shut, staring at Grant's back. He sure doesn't look like he's blind, Trudy thought. Dr. Capstein rose ponderously from her chair as well. If there's nothing more, she murmured. Ulrich waved a hand at her. Trudy watched them both leave the office, then started to stand up too.
Please wait, Dr. Yost, said Ulrich. Sit down, please.
She waited for several moments. Ulrich said nothing, merely stared blankly ahead. Trying to break the silence, she asked,
Shouldn't Mr. McClintock be involved in this? I mean, he's your assistant, after all, and...
Mr. McClintock, said Ulrich, is here in an advisory position only. He is not involved in the administration of this facility.
Oh, Trudy said, confused. I thought... that is... Ulrich glared at her, but then his expression softened.
Have you given any thought, the professor asked in a calmer, softer voice, to putting the Mendeleev telescope to use?
Put it to use?
Ulrich called out, Computer! Mendeleev imagery on screen. The smart screen facing Trudy lit up with the telescope's view of the Andromeda spiral covering the entire wall.
The first light images you obtained were very good, Ulrich said, obviously pleased. Excellent, in fact.
How can you...
Trudy caught herself before she went any farther.
How can I see the images with my blind eyes?
Ulrich actually smiled.
I had some of the computer specialists at Cellini develop a program that transfers visual data into tactile. I see with my fingertips, Dr. Yost. I brush my fingertips across my special tactile screen, and pictures form in my visual cortex.
That's... Trudy searched for a word. That's wonderful. It serves its purpose.
Trudy didn't know what to say. But Ulrich did.
Now, we have the Mendeleev telescope up and running. There's no sense letting it sit there, doing nothing. I want you to develop a research agenda for it. How can we best use it while we are waiting for the other two telescopes to be completed?
It's a very powerful instrument, Trudy said.
Yes. I think we should begin imaging Sirius C as swiftly as we can. That could produce favorable publicity for Farsight and get the media's attention off this unfortunate accident.
I suppose, Trudy said hesitantly.
The single telescope won't be able to yield much detail about the planet, Ulrich went on. But we can refine the estimates of its size and perhaps even get some rough spectroscopic data. Finding water on the planet would be a significant step. Or free oxygen.
Ulrich hunched forward, clasping his hands together and talking earnestly, eagerly, about how they might use the Mendeleev telescope.
He isn't concerned about Winston's death, Trudy realized, except for how it affects his plans. He doesn't really care a rat's ass about Win.
Maintenance Center. Grant was mildly surprised to see Carter McClintock at the maintenance center. He looked out of place, dressed in a carefully tailored white long-sleeved shirt and neatly pressed gray slacks. Toshio Aichi and Della Zacharias were wearing their usual tan coveralls, rumpled and faded. Grant himself was in a comfortable pullover and large-pocketed cargo pants. Zack and Toshio were sitting on stools at a workbench. McClintock stood between them with a puzzled frown creasing his chiseled features. Aichi looked glum. Zack's usual pleasant smile was nowhere in sight. Winston's spacesuit was stretched out atop the bench like a corpse in a morgue, its hard-shell torso and flexible leggings smeared with gray dust. Grant smelled the faint odor of gunpowder, typical of lunar dust.
"Do you mean to tell me you can't find anything wrong with his suit?" McClintock was saying.
"Not yet," Aichi replied, almost hissing the words.
Zack added, "We've only been at it for a few hours, man. Give us some time."
Grant came up to the workbench.
"Having a problem?"
Zack shrugged good-naturedly.
"Mr. McSee here wants us to find some failure in Wynn's suit."
"And there is none," Aichi said. Grant could tell from the tone of his voice that Toshio was bristling with suppressed fury.
"Give them some time, Carter," Grant said easily, smiling as he spoke.
"We don't have time," McClintock snapped. "Cellini's news service has put in 6 calls about this accident in the past 2 hours. Earthside news nets are sniffing around as well. We have to have something to tell them."
In a small voice, Zacharias said,
"No news is good news."
McClintock glowered at him.
"Look," said Grant, "if there are no defects in the suit, that's good news, isn't it?"
"Good news for you, maybe," McClintock shot back. "You'll be off the hook for letting the man go out in a defective suit."
Grant looked into McClintock's tawny eyes and said evenly, "The suit checked out fine.
But we've got a dead man on our hands and the news hounds yapping at our heels."
"Give the guys some time to check the suit in more detail," Grant said. "You can't force results in something like this."
McClintock turned from Grant to the two technicians.
"I want you to call me the minute you find anything. Do you understand me?"
"And if we find nothing?" Aichi countered.
"There's got to be something," McClintock insisted.
"Find it."
He brushed past Grant and strode out of the workshop. Neither of the technicians said a word until the door slid shut behind him. Then Zacharias muttered,
"Asshole."
"Take it easy on him, guys," said Grant. "He's right, you know. There's got to be some reason why Wynn died, and we've got to find what it is."
Aichi's stern expression did not waver by a millimeter.
"If this suit was the cause of death, we will find the defect. But if that reflects poorly on you, Grant..."
"Find the defect, guys," Grant told him. "We can't sort out the responsibilities until we know what the hell happened, and why."
Grant went back to the teleoperations center and slumped into a chair next to Josie Rivera.
"How's it going, Grant?" she asked without taking her eyes from her console screen.